There's an awful lot of anger reflected in that statement. So the industry is obviously very dissatisfied with the minister and the officials for the scheme that, as you're saying, isn't fit for purpose.
That is correct, Tom. There's a huge anger in the industry that we have tried in vain to get the minister and the officials to bring in a workable and effective temporary tie-up scheme for the industry, because we are in unprecedented times in terms of the prices absolutely collapsing and our main markets being out of action due to COVID across the world. So prices have dropped between 50% and 70%, and unless we can try and manage the fleet to actually have some tie-up and some stay fishing, we will be in an absolute disaster. And unfortunately, the minister has brought in a scheme which we are absolutely convinced, and so is the entire fishing industry, that it won't work, and it will actually do the reverse, that everybody will still stay going to sea, and you'll end up with a worse situation than we're already in.
It's surprising that there's not even a cent, as you say, not even, crucially, a fresh approach being taken. We were making the point last week that the industry doesn't seem to be fully appreciated. That would seem to be correct.
Well, we had put an enormous effort into getting the European Union to act in terms of making the changes in the European Maritime and Fisheries Fund so that it could allow for these schemes to be brought in. The European community and the EU did it within 4 weeks, and we felt that that was going to be our biggest hurdle, but how wrong we were. There isn't an extra EU boat at EU level or at national level here, and this has to change. And we are pleading with the minister, as you can see in our release, such that even if he met us halfway here in relation to this, we can still avoid an absolute disaster for the industry, and that we will have vessels that will be able to come back into the industry once we get to the other side of COVID as such.
And it's that bad, Sean, obviously, because the organisations have rarely been so strong and unified in their opinion. There's obviously huge, huge anger.
There absolutely is. Every organisation has made public statements on this today, because we have exhausted all avenues in trying to get the minister to actually take on board what we're saying. It isn't from one to trying and lobbying here, but we now feel we have to get additional support in so that the minister will have to sit down with us and we can come up with an amended scheme, because a scheme that's going to be a month long, we have to tie up for a month, and the smaller vessels get 500 euros for 4 weeks as such. I mean, this is just incredible. We put forward what was really a very workable, fair, and not over-the-top scheme. We suggested that, given that we're talking here about trying to keep the vessels alive, that we look at the period of fishing last year in the same period, that we would make the thing retrospective, which it is in the EU, back to the at least the 1st of February, and that we would have a tie-up period of between 7 and 10 days, and that people would get the equivalent of 30% of their grossings in that same period last year. They're obviously not going to make profits or anything on that, but it will keep them afloat in terms of being there and being able to entice people to stay in port, because they know that they are at least covered for some of the costs that they had last year. And I think everybody would run with that, you know.